The double dip is almost here. Six major cities, including Atlanta and Seattle, reported record lows in housing prices this past week. Analysts tell us this is bad news for everyone. Because of this bad news, coupled with 1 million foreclosures this past year, many Americans are packing their families into small rented apartments or moving in with relatives. The question is, what must you do to keep your roof over your head? What comes to mind are gold, the dollar, and the debt. The U.S. debt is now at $14 trillion, climbing at the rate of $4 trillion per year. And there's no political will in Washington to stop this. With no end in sight of deepening deficits, foreign holders of U.S. Treasury bonds will soon go into a panic sell-off of their dollars. Then the Fed will buy up all the unwanted Treasury debt with their fake money, kindling hyperinflation. The purchasing power of the dollar will soon buy you no more than a stick of gum, if that. What's coming will make the Great Depression look like a day in the shade. But gold and silver will be there as the dollar drops. Gold has survived as a store of wealth for the past 5,000 years. Gold and silver are the ultimate survival mechanisms. Recently, a group of economic professors was shown a screen displaying monopoly money, dollar bills, and a gold coin. The question was asked, which of these is different than the other? The professors to a man all pointed to the monopoly money. But when the same display and question was presented to a group of six-year-olds, they all pointed to the gold coin. Indeed, the instincts of children are more reliable than the experts. Monopoly money and U.S. dollars are no more than piles of paper with no intrinsic value. The children instinctively recognize where true wealth lies. Now, if you still have a savings account, get out of the dollar fast and buy gold. But if you're like most Americans, living from hand to mouth, then your survival kit must include knowing who's to blame for your pain. The architects of our current economic disaster all sit or have sat on the Jewish-owned Federal Reserve Bank. Their names include Alan Greenspan, his protege and puppet, Benjamin Bernanke, Peter Diamond, and Sarah Bloom Raskin. No Murphys, no Smiths, no Campbells here. These Jewish bankers work hand in glove with their Zionist counterparts on Wall Street, like Goldman Sachs, who populate the U.S. government and who are pouring U.S. investment money into the coffers of China and India, where high-paying U.S. jobs are now enjoyed by foreigners in Shanghai and Bangalore. Only by replacing the Fed with our own national bank and bringing our jobs back to the United States can millions of Americans hope to keep their roofs over their heads. But if that don't happen, pray to God and buy gold.